Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence with you. We're here today with Laura Curran, who's the Nassau County Executive, the first woman Nassau County Executive. And my co-host is Otto Loos. I'm John Ryan.
Still here, John.
We're going to go right back to the conversation, which was talking about assessments.
So Otto was asking, you know, do you take everything into account when you're assessing a property, whether you're near an emergency route or if there's industrial nearby? And yes, all of those things have to be taken into account, which is it's very painstaking and time-consuming work. But you have to be fair and you have to be accurate. So it's worth the time and it's worth the effort to get it close to accuracy. Now, one thing I want to tell your listeners is when I signed the executive order unfreezing the tax rolls so that we can get the new assessment, because the assessment rolls had been frozen for almost 8 years, we decided to abide by a state law that says you can't change anyone's assessment more than 6% in a year or 20% over 5 years, so that people don't get that immediate sticker shock. One of the things that we're asking Albany for is an exemption for those who are, you know, maybe a little more poor, who haven't grieved, who are very close to fair market value, so they get a bit of an exemption. But I don't want to put your listeners to sleep with assessment talk, so.
Well, it probably could do a whole 2-hour show.
I think we could.
Assessments.
There's so much to get into.
Right. But is one of the goals to ultimately eliminate grievance or minimize it?
I would never dream of taking away anyone's right to grieve. I think if you think your property assessment is inaccurate, then absolutely you should grieve. My goal is to have an assessment roll that we can actually defend, that we can defend the assessment so that we don't lose as often, because we are hemorrhaging money.
Right.
Because the assessments have been so inaccurate for so long, we can't defend them anymore. So, of course, we're going to lose most of them.
Mm.
And the bulk of those are business ones, right?
Yes. Yeah, 80% of what we pay out is to businesses.
Wow.
The bulk amount-wise is the residential, but the amount dollar-wise
is
the commercial, 80%.
Yeah. I didn't realize it. I read it someplace. Like, well, it's millions of dollars.
It is.
You know, every time they grieve and they go to court or however they wind up doing it.
Exactly.
And we lose.
And one of the bills helping Albany will help us with is to pay, making it easier to pay back the commercial guys who grieve. Because there's money in an escrow, but it's very difficult to pay it out right now. So we want to make it easier to pay it out.
That was my next question.
Yeah.
You said you're working in Albany. I didn't understand why.
Yeah.
So that's it. So release that money.
Exactly. To release the money. We have $150 million sitting in an account, and it's almost impossible to pay it out. You know, why should we continue to borrow to pay it out when we've got the money there? We just need a little tweak to some already existing legislation to be able to pay it out more easily.
It's amazing.
And make everybody happy. Make us happy. Make the commercial property owners happy. It's a win-win.
Right, and then, you know, what you're trying to do, get the whole the playing field level, and then you just go forward. And obviously, if there's a case once in a while, like you're saying,
of course, you would
never stop somebody from saying, this is not fair. My house is not $2 million.
Right.
Because I'm sure that happens in some of these neighborhoods. Did you see? I'm in Great Neck, and you see some of these mansions popping up, but your house didn't change.
Exactly.
Just because around you they've put these $5 million houses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've been there from your 1950 home, which is still lovely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need a break.
Yeah,
I could visualize people on the other side of the coin. You get mail every day about how they're going to help you take care of your grievance problems, right, from companies.
Yes.
And I suspect those companies really would love to keep the system in place just as it is, because they're getting fat, dumb, and happy, if you will, making a few bucks off the grievance process.
Right.
Not a few bucks, probably a lot of bucks.
Bingo.
Plus, it's 50%
of
whatever they get usually for the 1 year. So if you got the tax reduced by $1,000, they're getting $500. You multiply that by, you said 400,000 homes, of which if 300,000, I'm assuming 80% grieve, 75%.
That's about right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you take that number.
And about 75 to 80% of those who do grieve win.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
Do the math. It's a lot. It's a lot of
money. Yeah, no, it really is. It's just,
and also, I want to remind your listeners that you can do this on your own. It's not difficult.
I do it on my own.
You do it on your own.
Yeah.
So you get to keep everything.
Yeah, and it's not hard to do.
It's not. And we have to sort of demystify that for people.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you know that.
Well, you know, like in New Hyde Park, and I'm sure in a lot of other communities, the library actually had sessions where they show you how to do it. So, you know, it's easy to learn. You don't have to be a genius, trust me.
You don't have to be a lawyer. You don't have to be right.
In North Hempstead, Charlie Berman, who's the receiver of taxes, went around whenever the period was, a couple of months back.
Yeah.
You know, held seminars. Actually had it up, you know, point and figure, whatever it is, saying, check here, write this.
Yep, give and all our the county legislators and all of their district do the same thing.
Yeah,
all 19 legislators
simple.
Hold these workshops as well.
Yeah, and I mean, let's say you're not up to speed as far as the computer goes, because the best way is online. And what I do is I basically just take a couple of photographs and point out that, yeah, there's the school and here's this and that. And it's not hard to do.
No.
You know? So what do we do now?
We're going to go all over the place, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm here
a
for.
A huge thing, I think it was recently signed in, was Tobacco 21.
Yes.
You know, and we're going to jump all over. But I
that's
mean,
fine.
And you're there for what, 4 months? No, 6 months.
6 months, but who's counting?
6 months. Well, you are. You and your family are probably counting. But that's besides the point. But there's just so many good things that's going through, and this is another biggie. I don't want to talk about the hub, but we'll let that go for a while.
Yeah.
Which
we can
one?
Talk about
the
that,
hub.
Too. The hub.
Oh, the hub, yeah.
We've got some exciting things going on there, but we can hold that off.
Yeah, no.
Tobacco 21 was great. You know, this was a bipartisan, unanimously passed by the legislature. And I think what helped give it some gas was the vaping problem. Kids are vaping now. You can't smell it. You don't necessarily even know what's in these things. They're inhaling. It's nicotine. It's often sold as a way to stop smoking, but I see it as a way to get hooked on nicotine. And young kids can smoke it. You can't smell it. They can do it in the bathroom at school, in their bedrooms, and nobody's the wiser. And they're inhaling this stuff. And because it's nicotine, you could buy it at 19 or older. So this, I think, gave some steam to our Tobacco 21 legislation.
Wow. Recently, my wife and I were someplace. I can't remember where it was. And there was a guy doing that.
The vaping.
And I'm like, it says no smoking, but you didn't smell it.
You don't smell it.
It was because we turned our head and we spot, and he's going like this under the table.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, with the, but you didn't smell a thing.
And there's also now not just nicotine, there's THC, which is the psychoactive element of marijuana. And kids are vaping this and nobody knows, you know. In our day, not that we ever did this,
right,
everyone could smell it. Now it's not so much. And it's much higher concentration of THC. I'm very worried about this.
That's huge. I mean, and all these things are just little gateways.
Oh, I agree with you.
Going down the wrong path.
I agree with you.
You know, if there's anything we can help encourage people, we have a senior audience, but younger people, Victoria, not to do is smoke.
Right.
Period.
Just don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it, period.
We have a senior audience, but I'm a senior. But you have children, you have grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
So it does. The education that the stuff that I learned on this radio show, you know, it's funny, it trickles down, and I'll see my grandson doing something, saying, my daughter's like, just don't do that. It's just, you know, control them a little bit more. Some of them are wild, but that's besides the point. But you just, and you see these kids, they're in high school, they're off the reservation, and it's a shame.
I see it by the high school by me.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But, you know, my era, you would see movies, and the first thing they do is smoke. The cigarette ads were with doctors telling you how this one is healthier than the other one.
Can you imagine? And the glamour of it.
That's how it was.
The one thing I will say, it is no longer glamorous to smoke. That mystique is just gone.
Right.
It's actually dirty, but it was right now this morning we would have martinis and cigarettes.
Yeah.
That would be the look.
I will admit, I think I was about 13 years old. Back in my time, that's what people did, all right?
Oh, yeah.
I remember somebody giving me a cigarette, and I sucked on that cigarette, and the smoke went down my throat. And I remember, and I can still remember to this day, thinking to myself, is this fun? I said, I'm not going to do this.
Yeah. So you never
thank
smoked?
God, no, I never did.
Good
but
for you.
I mean, I tried at 13, which is how a lot of people back in those days, they got hooked. And I tried it, and that smoke went down my throat, and it burned. And I said,
I smoked for
this
years.
This can't be fun.
And you're right, though. Like, you almost had to practice to get. It's like, why did you do it? It was Tarrytons. I remember them even. It's like, after three or four, then you could figure it out. It's like, but you had to fight to create this.
You had to go through that unpleasantness.
Why? And then it was, honestly, then I quit like 4 or 5 times before I actually quit like 25 years ago. You know, you quit and then you'd be good for 2 or 3 months.
Do you ever miss it?
Never. I did like the first year or two.
Yeah.
I mean, when I finally said I can't, because I'd go to a party or something and just somebody would have a cigarette. I said, I'll have one.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the night, I had the second one. Tomorrow I bought a pack.
Yeah.
And then I was gone for another 3 months. And then I did it again. And then the last time, as much as I missed it, I said, now I don't think of it at all.
No.
But it was a year or two.
Well, it's addictive.
It really was.
It's a very addictive chemical.
Did you ever smoke?
I did. I smoked in college, I have to admit.
Okay.
I did. And then I stopped.
So just for 3 or 4 years, which is good then.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I still wish I had never done it.
Right.
But,
you know.
Yeah, but at least you...
I learned to stop, yeah.
Well, the number of years you have... Well, your college, that's only like a couple of years ago for you.
That was back in the 80s. I'm no spring chicken.
For people who have gone 15, 20, 25 years without smoking, you're fine.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really... It's cleared your lungs, basically, et cetera.
Yeah.
But you wonder about it. It's a really... It's a filth, and your clothes stink. Now, I get in the elevator at work when these ladies... And it's usually ladies. I don't know why. In my office area...
And they go out and smoke
cigarettes, and then they come into the elevator.
It just smells terrible.
Oh, they stink.
It's I know.
Really
did we smell like that?
We had to.
And then the bars, when everyone smoked in the bars, do you remember that?
I used to go in a Long Island Railroad smoking car so I could get a seat.
Right, yeah, okay. That was.
And it'd be like, you know, you needed glasses in order to see through the smoke.
Well, the best was, you know, you thought you were tricking your mother. Like, I'd have X number of cigarettes, and I'd walk in the house, and I remember I would take leaves from the trees, rub them on my fingers. And I'd walk in the house like she's never going to be the wiser. I had to stink. You know?
Of course.
Yes. You know, what you think you're getting away
with.
What
is it about smoking, though, that people think that these cigarettes just go away by themselves? Like people who smoke love to just throw the cigarettes on the ground.
It's litter.
And you got the filters that do not go away.
Yeah.
But somehow smokers, no matter who they are, there's a mentality that, you know, these things are going to go away by themselves.
Well, I'm hoping that this Tobacco 21 will discourage kids from trying it, from starting it, so that they never start in the first place.
It's important. Yeah. It really is. I mean, and you can see the whole world is getting that. But it takes elected officials like yourself to make the rules that we have to take care of them. There's no question about it, because we're getting to that point where you see it's getting worse. Believe it or not, we've got it regular. Now we're on schedule. So we take our regular break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.